When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online. And we were discussing the fact that I'm 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look. And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. Hi everyone, it's Beth, here for a quick primer on Medicaid and the Republican healthcare bill. Regular Pantsuit Politics listeners know that I have a 20-month-old daughter and a 6-year-old daughter. And my girls are both with their grandparents today, and I kind of got myself into a research rabbit hole and decided spontaneously to do a primer on Medicaid and the Republican bill in advance of Tuesday's episode, in which Sarah and I are going to talk a lot about the Republican healthcare proposal. So my intention is to usually have someone with me doing these primers so it doesn't feel like I'm just lecturing at everyone, but this one was spontaneous, so I hope you'll bear with me. It's really difficult to get your arms around the significance of the Republican healthcare plan without some understanding of Medicaid. So I want to start there. Medicaid is a program that provides payment for health services to people based on means testing. It's the single largest source of health coverage in the United States. It covers about 20% of the U.S. population. It finances 16% of all personal healthcare spending in the United States. It was created by Title 19 of the Social Security Act, and it's administered within the Department of Health and Human Services by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The program is jointly administered by the federal government and state governments. So there's a national framework for Medicaid, but states have a lot of flexibility on how to pay hospitals and physicians, what populations are covered, what services are covered, what delivery models are going to be used. And states can even get waivers to deviate from the federal guidelines to test out ideas if the Secretary of Health and Human Services determines that those ideas are consistent with the overall program objectives. About 1 in 5 people are eligible for Medicaid based on income. 50% of people covered by Medicaid are children under the age of 19. 25% are non-elderly adults, and 25% are senior citizens and people with disabilities. 2/3 of Americans report having some connection to Medicaid within their lifetimes. states can opt to include higher income families in Medicaid eligibility when there are severe disabilities present to help cover gaps in private insurance and lessen the out-of-pocket burden on those families. Medicaid is different from Medicare. So Medicare provides health coverage based on age only. If you're 65 or older, or you have a severe disability, regardless of your income, Medicare is going to cover you. Medicaid is for the severely low-income population. Medicaid covers the kinds of services that an employer-sponsored health plan or Medicare might cover. It also covers long-term care, which is really significant, and some additional services important to low-income elderly adults. So if you are a low-income senior citizen and you have Medicare, Medicaid might also be there to pick up your dental and vision services. You might hear some conversation about CHIP in connection with Medicaid. CHIP is the Children's Health Insurance Program. This program was signed into law in 1997 to cover children who don't qualify for Medicaid, but whose family still doesn't have the income necessary to purchase private insurance coverage. So it's sort of a gap-filling program. Medicaid is mandatory for children between 0 and 19 when their family's income is at 138% of the federal poverty level or lower. To give you a little context on that, for a family of four in the contiguous 48 states in the United States, the poverty level is $24,600 in annual income. Alaska and Hawaii have different rates. CHIP varies state by state. So for children whose family is making more money than that 138% of the poverty level, a state might choose to provide coverage for those children up to 300% of the federal poverty level. If you're on Medicaid, you can have dual coverage, so you could have Medicaid plus some other coverage that's available to you, but you can't have private coverage in combination with CHIP. Generally, Medicaid doesn't have premiums and copays, but CHIP programs can. So how Medicaid gets funded? The federal government matches state Medicaid funds on an open-ended basis, and it matches CHIP spending to a cap. The way that those funds get matched varies by states. Some states receive a 50% match, some up to 75%. The Affordable Care Act gave states the option to expand Medicaid to non-elderly adults with income at 138% of the federal poverty level. And the federal government initially paid all the costs associated with bringing those folks on. Beginning this year, that percentage will go down. So the federal government has been paying 100% of those costs. It's going to drop to 90% this year. So when I talk about non-elderly adults with that income, Medicaid is capturing children. Medicare is capturing the elderly, put with Medicaid to wrap around Medicare. But we have this problem with working adults who are making more money. They're making too much money to be on Medicaid, but not enough money to afford private insurance. And that's what the Medicaid expansion is intended to get at. You might hear about healthcare providers who don't accept Medicaid. Medicaid is kind of a mixed bag for providers. On the one hand, you know that you're going to have patients if you accept Medicaid, especially in rural areas. You also know that you're going to get paid for the services that you provide. The downside is you don't know the timing of when you're going to get paid, and the reimbursement rate is going to be lower. So the profit on patients who have Medicaid coverage is usually going to be lower than the profit on patients who don't. But again, there's that certainty of payment. So providers have different feelings about accepting that coverage. So I want to move on now to talk about the Republican plan. The American Healthcare Act does a couple of really significant things and a lot of small things. This is mostly about taxation, and that's because it's being done as part of the federal budget reconciliation process. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your wild grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
The first thing that the Republican plan does is repeal the individual mandate. So you might remember that the Affordable Care Act imposed a requirement that all individuals maintain minimum essential health coverage. So if you think about what insurance is, this idea that we're all putting money into a pool on the theory that most of us are going to take out less than we're putting in so that the people who have to take out more than they're putting in, there's enough money to go out and enough money for insurers to still make some profit. The Affordable Care Act wanted to ensure that everybody has insurance so that those risk pools work more effectively. The Republican answer is to say, well, we're not going to mandate people to have coverage, so we're going to take the penalty for not having coverage down to zero. That was your choice under the Affordable Care Act. You have the coverage or you pay an annual penalty. Republicans say you're not going to pay an annual penalty, but if you don't maintain continuous health coverage, when you decide to buy coverage again, you're going to pay a 30% penalty one time. The Republican plan also effectively repeals the mandate that employers provide affordable health coverage by reducing their penalty for not doing so to zero. This act postpones the imposition of the Cadillac tax. That's a 40% excise tax that the Affordable Care Act created for high-cost employer-sponsored health plans. A number of provisions of the Republican legislation are intended to expand the use of health savings accounts. So a health savings account is where you're putting pre-tax dollars into a bank account that you can then spend on qualified medical expenses. So it's saving you money in income tax. The Affordable Care Act limited the definition of qualified medical expenses by excluding over-the-counter medications. The Republican proposal includes over-the-counter medications in the definition of qualified medical expenses. So now you can use your HSA funds for Tylenol and Claritin and whatever else over-the-counter. It also lowers the taxes on distributions from HSAs for non-qualified medical expenses. So if I'm putting money in my health savings account and it turns out that I don't need all of it for qualified medical expenses and I need to take some of that money out for other things, I have to pay tax on those dollars because I'm not using them in the way that the structure intends. That was true before the Affordable Care Act, that there would be a tax associated with non-qualified medical expenses. The Affordable Care Act increased that tax. The Republican proposal takes that tax back down to the level that it was before the Affordable Care Act passed. It also repeals the Affordable Care Act limitations on contributions to flexible savings accounts. It repeals taxes on certain medical devices. It allows employers to take a tax deduction for providing retiree prescription drug coverage. It increases the limit on the amount of money that you can contribute annually to your health savings account. And it lowers the threshold for medical expense deductions. So the Affordable Care Act said that you can only deduct medical expenses that exceed 10% of your income. The Republican proposal takes it back down to 7.5% where it was before the Affordable Care Act. Two really significant aspects of this act are tax credits and the effect on Medicaid. So I'll start with tax credits.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
It again, going back to that problem of how do we get people insurance when they're not on an employer-sponsored plan and they don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare? The Affordable Care Act's answer to that was the Medicaid expansion and subsidies in the marketplaces. So the Republican plan maintains the marketplaces, this idea of private plans available in a public framework that anybody can go buy. But instead of subsidies and the Medicaid expansion, the Republican plan says that based on your age, you can qualify for a tax credit. If you're under age 30, that tax credit's going to be $2,000, and it bumps up by age bands to $4,000 if you're over age 60. The credits are additive for a family and capped at $14,000. They're available in full without regard to what your income level is, up to individuals making $75,000 per year. Then they start to phase out by $100 for every $1,000 over $75,000 a year that you earn. The second significant piece is the effect on Medicaid. So the Republican proposal eliminates matching funds for the Medicaid expansion over time and converts Medicaid funding to a per capita allotment instead of the matching formulas. And that is really significant. It's something that Sarah and I'm sure will spend a lot of time talking about on Tuesday's podcast. It also prohibits Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood clinics. Some smaller but still significant aspects of the Republican proposal: it repeals the sales tax on indoor tanning that the Affordable Care Act created. It repeals the net investment taxes created by the Affordable Care Act. And this is one that really feeds into the story that Republicans care only about the super wealthy, because net investment taxes are an issue for the wealthiest among us, not much of an impact on everybody else, except that it lowers revenue. A huge part of the Affordable Care Act was raising money to pay for all of the new coverage that was being provided. And so what you have in the Republican proposal is a lot of stripping away of those revenue sources. It also repeals taxes on certain brand pharmaceutical manufacturers and health insurers, but it retains the health insurance marketplaces, and it retains a lot of the regulations on insurance industry that were created by the Affordable Care Act. Paul Ryan has described this proposal as step one of a multi-phase process, and that is in part due to the procedural maneuvering that the House is trying to accomplish right now. So to get this bill through the Senate on a simple majority vote, it has to be part of the budget reconciliation process. If it's not part of the reconciliation process, then it's subject to the filibuster if you don't have 60 votes in the Senate. So the House is trying to get this through on a simple majority. Because of that, you have kind of this focus on revenue and tax in the proposal. That might not be enough to satisfy what's called the Byrd Rule, which was passed in 1985. That's B-Y-R-D. The Byrd Rule says that if you're going to use the budget reconciliation process for a bill, the bill has to be about the budget, and it can't contain extraneous matters or matters that are merely incidental to the federal budget. So a number of commentators think that there are provisions of this proposal that violate the Byrd Rule, particularly that penalty for people who don't maintain continuous coverage. So it's important to remember this bill is in its infancy. It has not passed the House yet. The House is preparing for it to go to the Senate, but it's got to get through the House first. There are likely to be amendments for days, but this is a start, and it gives a sneak peek into the way that Republicans are thinking about the role of the federal government in providing health care going forward. And that's something that Sarah and I will talk a lot with you about on Tuesday. We're looking forward to it. Until then, keep it nuanced, y'all.